Over the weekend, as you may have heard, President Trump signed executive orders on unemployment benefits, evictions, payroll taxes, and student loans, going around a stalled Congress to provide Americans another shot of coronavirus aid. Analysis now from Dr. Frank Sorrentino, political science professor at St. Francis College of Brooklyn, also author of a book called Presidential Power and the American Political System. Frank, what about the executive orders?
Well, I think you have to look at it from two points of view. One, the constitutional slash legal, and the other, the political aspect and, of course, cost-benefit analysis.
All right, so take one of those, for example, and walk us through it, the constitutional angle.
Constitutional angle is ambiguous. I think it's mostly legal because we have ample precedent for this. It's not in direct contradiction to any law of Congress. And so what he is doing, particularly with the unemployment, is what we would call reprogramming of funds, which has been done by many, many presidents, 13 times under Barack Obama, at least six times under Donald Trump.
Some of this falls under, if I understand correctly, some sort of emergency action, like if there was a hurricane.
Yes, but it goes beyond that. I mean, under the National Emergency Act, which is really part of the Defense Production Act of 1950, but Gerald Ford offered an executive order, which once an emergency is declared, it frees the president to do a number of actions that have been authorized by Congress. So in this case, we're talking about a $44 billion transfer from actually the emergency fund for hurricanes and other national disasters. President Trump did this before with the border wall, mostly taking that money from the Defense Department.
Does this put Congress in a difficult spot?
Politically, it does, because the benefits of his actions are the popular features with regard to the benefits packages that both the House and the Senate were thinking about, particularly in the House. So once you take the popular elements out of the mix, the other parts of those proposals don't have the same attractiveness and the deep support that would be needed to carry it over. For example, the monies that Nancy Pelosi was proposing for the state and local governments running up to $1 trillion.
We're speaking with Dr. Frank Sorrentino. He's professor of political science at St. Francis College of Brooklyn, also author of a book called Presidential Power and the American Political System, where we're talking about President Trump's executive orders over the weekend. Do Democrats have an argument to make in that this is too much power coming from the executive branch?
Well, I think they do. However, when one of their own is doing it, they don't object, as Republicans are rarely objecting to this, but they did object to when Obama did the DACA and required the IRS to pay back taxes. In terms of earned income credits, he paid for the premiums that insurance companies under Obamacare. So what we see here is both political parties screaming to the heights when the other side does it, but not so much when their own side does it.
Right. How far could President Trump go if he wanted to here?
Well, you can't exceed the amount of money that has been allocated. If you did that, you would be running into trouble. That's why most of these proposals will end by the calendar year or early in December.
Thanks, Frank. Dr. Frank Sorrentino, political science professor at St. Francis College of Brooklyn.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.